Okay, praise God. Oh, you know, God is good, and I tell you, when I just think about his goodness and his mercy, we have to know that all that he has brought us through and all that he is to us, it's nobody but God. The blessings that we receive is nobody but God. Amen. In fact, that is what I'm going to be talking about tonight. Nobody but God. And he's the one that gets the praise, the glory, and the honor, because all that he has done for us, all that he is doing and yet to do, it's going to be nobody but God. And you know, God loved us so much, as you know, John 3:16 says, "But for God so loved the world." Oh yes, he did. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his best. And that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Nobody but God could do that, could love us just like we are. God still loves us. His love is unconditional. Praise God. It goes on and on and on. So I'm going to ask you to turn with me to the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th through the 11th verse. Romans 5 and 8 through 11. And it talks about, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He commended his love. He'd given his love. He directed his love toward us. While we were yet sinners, while we weren't even thinking about Christ, while we weren't thinking about coming clean with God, but God loved us, and he directed his love toward us. Verse 9 says, "And much more." He said, "Being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, but much more than that, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life, by his shed blood." Praise God. He's justified us by his blood. And through the death of his Son, that's the way God made a way that you and I can be reconnected to him. Glory to God. Praise God. And then it says, "We shall be saved by his life." Because he gave his life, we now have life. Christ came that we may have life, and that we may have life more abundantly. And then verse 11 says, "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Right now, we've been reconciled to him. Right now, we have the forgiveness of sin. Praise God. Because God commended, or he directed his love toward us. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. We are sitting on this line tonight because God loved us. Because his love is still in operation. My God. Thank you, Lord. And that leads me right to where I want to concentrate on this chapter of Colossians, the first chapter, 12 through the 17th verse. And we're going to try to break it down by verse. Colossians 1 and then 12 through 17. And praise God, because God has loved us so much, there's nobody but him. And Paul is saying, we ought to give thanks unto the Father. Praise God, because he made it so, which he hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Give praise to God. In other words, because God, he qualified us. So we say he made it meet to be partakers. He made it possible. Praise God. He qualified us, and then he justified us and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints in light. You and I, God has made us children of the light. Yes, we are. And we are the light of the world. Praise God. And we understand, according to the scriptures, that every good gift and every perfect gift, it's from the above, and it comes down, the scripture says, from the Father of lights. Glory to God, comes to us as he made us children of light. Hallelujah. With whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In other words, with God, there is no instance at all of him changing his mind or just not being faithful or just going to be something different today and maybe something different the next day. No, the Bible says that there is no variable and no shadow of his turning. Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, the same today, and the scripture says, and the same forever. That's the kind of God we serve. Glory to God. That's why we picked this topic tonight. There's nobody but God. Nobody but God is going to love us just how we are. Sometimes we're in the right standing with God, and other times we might fall short. And that's why we the Bible says we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But when we come to him with a repentant heart. If we have done something that's contrary to his word, we can ask for forgiveness. We have an advocate with the Father, the scripture says. If we sin, we can come before him with repentant hearts, and the Lord will just wash us and cleanse us. Praise God, and we're accepted and continued on in the family of God. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah to that. We are the children of the light, but nobody but God can do that for us. See, and Romans 8 and 17 says, and if we're children, guess what? Then we're heirs. And then we're heirs of God. And then the Bible says joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If so, that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. See, as long as we stay and we remain with God, we are something valuable. Oh, yes, we are, because he made us that way. And then we are unique. But apart from God, you and I are nothing, because the scripture says, without me, you can do nothing. But we understand and we praise God. We love him today because we know that in Christ, it's in him that we live. It's in Christ that we move, and it's in Christ that we have our being. Praise God. Hallelujah. Moving down to the next verse, it says, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Nobody but God can do that. Hallelujah. Listen, let me read that again. He says he's delivered us. He set us free from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. And then he translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That means God the Father. He's drawn us to himself. He delivered us out of the control of the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son that he loves so very much. God did this. Nobody but God could have done this. Hallelujah. Jesus took the keys from the devil, and then he unlocked the chains that held us bound, unlocked the chains that led us only to a dead-end dungeon, that there was no hope for us, where we were held captive to sin. But Jesus, through his shed blood, he freed us from a horrible pit of sin, and then he transferred us to his eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited about that already, because I'm on this line tonight to tell you, nobody but God God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you got anybody in the room or in the car with you, wherever you are, but look at him. And even if there's no one there, say, Lord, I thank you because there's nobody but God that delivered me, that set me free, that took a wretch undone, took out the stony heart, and then he put in a heart of flesh. Say amen to that. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy had us bound. He had us doomed. But the scripture says that he who the Son sets free, he who Jesus set free, he who the blood of God, the blood of Jesus has been applied to our life, he, that's the person that is set free. Glory, glory to God. I'm telling you again, it's nobody but God. The next verse says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's why in the beginning, this part of this scripture says, give thanks unto the Father. And then Paul begins to outline why we need to give thanks to God, why we need to be grateful unto him, why we never, ever should cease to give God thanks, because he has redeemed us through his blood. Jesus bought our freedom. In other words, he purchased our redemption from sin and judgment. Praise God. In Hebrews, it says, with his own blood, hallelujah, he entered in once into the holy place. My God. And then having obtained eternal redemption for us all. Jesus did that. Glory to God. At the direction of the Father. The Father, he was looking for someone that could redeem man back to God. My God. But Jesus was the only Lamb that was found worthy to deliver man from sin. He was the only one who can reconnect man to God. He is our mediator. Without Christ, we don't have salvation. We don't get to God unless we come through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Glory to God. So in other words, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness of sin. There is no deliverance. There is no redemption and breaking of the power of the enemy. But God has delivered us. That's what the word has said. He has brought us out from darkness, and he has brought us into the marvelous light. Amen, somebody. That's why we are children of the light. That's why he says, you are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. Praise God. And without him, we are nothing. Nobody but God can deliver us. Nobody but God can continue to keep us protected, keep us a shield of protection all around us, keep us in the center of his perfect will. Amen. Nobody but God can do that. Hallelujah. So the next verse says, I'm moving right along. Glory to God. We need to give him thanks because who is the image of the invisible God? It's talking about Jesus now. He is the distinct image of God, the firstborn of every creature. Apostle Paul states that Christ is the exact likeness of the invisible God. In other words, he's the visible God representing the invisible God. In fact, Jesus, God himself, and yet he died on the cross as a human being, yet he humbled himself unto death, as the scripture says, even the death of the cross. Nobody but God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise God because Jesus, he shed his innocent blood. It should have been us on the cross. We should have died that type of death. But nobody but God could deliver and set us free. He is our propitiation of sin. He is our substitute. Glory to God. He has made something beautiful out of our life. Say amen to that. Nobody but God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, it's blessed when you just read that part of the scripture. In fact, we're reading it now. It talks about he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. So we know that Jesus was God in the flesh because John talked about it. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. See, I want you to understand, as the scripture has telling us, see, for by him were all things created. All things. The scripture plainly says that are in the heaven, and by him all things were created, of those that are in the earth, visible and invisible. Makes no difference. You can't see it. God created it. Hallelujah. Whether there be thrones, or whether it be dominions, or no matter if there are principalities or powers, the people that think that they own the world, they're on top of their own world, and the enemy has blinded them. They're blinded by the gods of this world. They think that they own everything. They rule everything. But the scripture says, for by Christ, by God, everything was created. That in heaven, in earth, things you can see, things you can't see. He's over the dominions and principalities and powers. Hallelujah. And all things were created by him. All things were created for him. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. To God the Father, to give him the glory and the honor and the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The scripture also tells us, hallelujah, nobody but God said he is before all things. In the beginning was God. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God said to Jesus, let us make man in our likeness and in our image. Praise God. So he is before all things, and by him all things consist. We know that. We know that because the scripture says, in him we live and we move. In him we have our very being. Say amen to that. So everything God started in him, yes, and finds its purpose in him. Hallelujah. Nobody but God can do this. Hallelujah. Everything is moving by the power of God. God, He was there before any of it came into existence, before the world was even formed, because the Bible says it was darkness was upon the face of the deep. There were the world was void and without form, but God spoke, hallelujah, and there was light. God spoke, and he separated the waters. God spoke, he separated it and brought the firmaments above and below, hallelujah. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was there before any of it came into existence, and he holds it together right up to this very moment. We understand that all things are kept in store by the word of God. Even the moon that shines at night, the sun that shines in day. Hallelujah, the stars that are placed strategically by God, even the waters and the waves of the sea and the oceans, but at the word of God, he tells them where, how far to wash up on the banks. Hallelujah, and at the word of God, he keeps you and I day in and day out. While we are sleeping night, while we are slumbering in our sleep, oh my God, even as we're driving down the road, we think about it. Nobody but God. Nobody but God is directing our cars. That's riding on the hood of our cars, because whether you know it or not, God has dispatched angels that are our own angels. Every one of us has their own angel that God has assigned to watch over us at night, to keep us in all of our ways. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nobody but God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, we were created to worship him. Oh, yes, we were. We're created to worship him, the Most High God, the Most Sovereign God, to give him the glory, give him all the honor, give him all the praise. Praise God. We ought to give God thanks for even the small things in life, the things that we just kind of take for granted, the things that just because God is so faithful, oh, I know I'll be such and such a place tomorrow. Because the faithfulness of God is he's so faithful that when tomorrow world rolls around, the sun will come up. Whether we see it or not, the sun is still shining. Whether it's covered under the clouds, he still has the sun in place at the word of God. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. So the next time when you think that we don't have anything to be thankful for, when you feel down, as many of us do from time to time, but I'll encourage you to wake up in the morning and say, God, I thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made. Nobody but God can make the day. Nobody but God can just cause the birds to sing. And nobody but God can cause the leaves on the tree to flap their wings. Everything is praising God. Glory to God. We ought to praise him. When we get up in the morning, we're able to wash our face. We wake up, we're still in our right minds. We're able to clothe ourselves. We can go to the table and we can feast. Nobody but God. Say, Lord, I thank you for the food that you have given us. I thank you for the clothes we are wearing. Father, I thank you because I have a roof over my head. Nobody but God. He is a faithful God. He is a glorious God. He deserves the praise. Hallelujah. When he takes us to work or wherever we plan to go, and he takes us to our destination, we get there safely. He brings us back home to enjoy our family once again. If you got a promotion on your job, we need to give God the praise. All good and perfect gifts, remember they come from the Lord. If someone has given you a gift, thank them for it. But understand, our source is Jesus Christ. He is God himself. All good and perfect gifts, it comes from him. If you've been blessed to see another birthday, give God the praise for that birthday. Glory to God. Nobody but God. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. So Paul says again, give thanks. Give thanks unto the Father. Give thanks who has made us able, and he's justified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are children of the light. We have that inheritance. We are somebody. Because of God, he caused us to inherit. We cause us to sit in heavenly places, as the scripture says. Amen. He called us a peculiar people. He called us to himself as a royal priesthood. He looks up to us to be ambassadors for him. So that means when you go out to him, you ought to be a light. You'll be a light in the dark world to be able to share a love of Christ, be able to look at someone, and if God leads you to say, this is a good day. This is a good day. And sometimes the conversation will start where the person might say, well, what good about it? Oh my God, did that open up the opportunity to you talk about nobody but God? Glory to God. So I praise God for this opportunity to spend with you. We learn together. We praise and we magnify the name of the Lord together. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank God for his word, his precious word on tonight. And praise God. I'm just thank God for every one of you. And this time I'm going to ask that Pastor Bolden. He's going to come and minister through prayer. I've asked him to pray tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to join together. We believe God where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name. He promised to be in the midst to bless the needed one. I don't know about you, but I have many needs in my life. And we thank God that we can enter in boldly through the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And we can ask what we will because his word dwells in us. Amen. So I'm going to ask Pastor Bolden, who we are a team. We come together. We pray together even before every time before we come on this prayer line. Him and I have already joined in agreement in prayer. He'll be praying with the names that are already on this prayer list. And we just believe God. So whatever your need is tonight, be in agreement. Just get that before God and believe God. So at this time, Pastor Bolden.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's begin to thank God for the answer to prayer. But even before we pray, the Bible said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have them and you shall have them. Thank God for the word of God tonight. And we are believing God. We are trusting God. I want you to release your faith tonight. I want you to let go and let the Lord have his way. Believe God. Trust God. Stand upon his promise as we go to him in prayer tonight. Father, we just thank you and we honor you, God, for all that you have done and all that you're going to do, God. We thank you because you are God of promise. Hallelujah. Whatever you said, you're going to do it. God, we thank you, Lord, because you cannot lie. You will not lie. And God, you're going to, whatever we ask you, you are listening to us and you're going to hear us and you're going to bless us and you're going to make ways. You're going to open doors. And Father, you're going to heal. You're going to deliver. You're going to set free because you are God all by yourself. And God, we thank you because you care about your people. God, you love us in spite of all the things that we have done. Some of us have done things wrong. A lot of us have done things wrong, God, but you don't hold that against us, God. You love us in spite of us. Your love is unconditionally. God, thank you, Father. And because of that, God, we come to you tonight and on behalf of your people, Lord, that you are to stretch forth your mighty hands right now, even as we pray that you bring complete deliverance to people. God, there are people, God, that have been going through a long time. The body has been aching in pain a long time. God, a lot of people have been burdened down. My Father, but I pray tonight that you'll bring deliverance, that you'll destroy the yoke, Lord. Give them a breakthrough tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for a breakthrough tonight. Oh, Father God, my God, that person, my God, that's on the line tonight that feels that I don't know if there's any hope for me or not, but God, I pray that you'll speak to them tonight, that you'll bring deliverance to them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, there are some on the line that doctors had given them up. The doctor said, I can't help you no more. I can't do no more. But God, you can. You haven't given him up yet, Lord. My God, you said, I am the Lord, thou God that healeth thee, and by your stripes we are healed. And we stand upon the word of God tonight. We stand upon the promises of God tonight. Every person on our prayer list, God, we are praying for them tonight, that you'll bring healing and restoration, deliverance. Oh, God, open up their understanding, God, that they may comprehend the word of God, that they may stand upon the word of the living God. Father, we pray for the dream team. Prayer line, God, that you'll continue to bless it, God, that you continue to use Lady V on the prayer line and every person that come to speak on the prayer line, that people may be delivered and set free. God is not about us. It's about you, God. And God, you care for your people. You know about your people. You love your people. Oh, Father God, I thank you. You're not mad with your people. You love your people. Hallelujah. We are your children, Lord. You love love us in spite of everything that we are doing. You still love us, God. You still care for us. And God, we thank you for it. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. God, help us to fall deeply in love with you, God. Help us to love you with all of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our strength. Oh, Lord God, because we love you, God, we're going to do the right thing. Hallelujah. We know that you love us. Hallelujah. You love us first, God. Thank you for the message tonight about the love of God. That Jesus, we thank you. Nobody but you. Hallelujah, God. We can only do what we do because of you, God. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that's strengthening me. It's not me. It's Christ that one is nobody but God. God, we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We wake up in the morning because nobody but you, God. We take us through the course of the day because nobody but you, Father. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We can make it because of nobody but you. Hallelujah. Some of y'all may be down tonight, but God, nobody but you that keeping us going on. Hallelujah. Some people would have given up long time ago, but God, you're keeping us going strong. Oh, my God, I give you glory tonight. Somebody give him praise. Give somebody honor him right now. Even as we are praying, give him glory and honor right now. Start thanking him. Say, God, and nobody but you, God. Thank you for my victory. Come on, tell him, thank you for my victory. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free, God. Right now, I thank you for it. Right now, I thank you for it. Right now, come on, open your mouth and tell him. Right now, I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe it, tell him you believe it. If you believe it, say thank you for it. If you believe it, glorify him for it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In him we move. In him we breathe. In him we have our being. Oh, glory to God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. Tonight is some of y'all morning. Tonight is some of y'all morning. Tonight is your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Receive your blessing tonight. Receive your healing tonight. Receive your deliverance tonight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him know that you believe it. Let him know that you believe it. Don't let the devil hold your mouth there. Praise God. Begin to glorify him. Begin to glorify him. Begin to honor him. Begin to tell him, thank you for the victory. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for regulating my mind. Thank you for it. Right now, we give you glory. 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 In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, come on, give him praises right now. Hallelujah. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. God is waiting on your praise. God is waiting on your praise. Hallelujah. The more you praise him, the more he's going to bless you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory tonight. We thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Have your way tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we glorify you and magnify you, worship you, honor you. We're not ashamed to praise you. I'm not ashamed to glorify you because you've been mighty good to me. Hallelujah. Glory, praise, and glory. Praise him through your trouble. Hallelujah. That's how your breakthrough comes. Praise him through your pain. That's how the breakthrough is going to come. Hallelujah. We praise you anyway, Lord. We bless your name. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I thank you for it tonight. Oh, Lord God, every person on the line tonight, we pray for them. That you bring deliverance, healing, restoration to them. In the name of Jesus, amen. And every person on our prayer list, yes, we pray for them in Christ's name. Oh, God, you get the glory, yes, and you get the praises, amen, and you get the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. I'm going to certainly thank Pastor Bolden for that blessed, anointed prayer tonight, and we just praise God for every one of you. I know you've been blessed. I've been blessed. I've been praising him because, see, I realize it's nobody but God. Amen. But God. So praise God. So until next week, we just say we love you. Pastor loves you. I love you. But Jesus loves you more. Continue to say there's nobody but but God. Nobody but God is going to bring us out. Nobody but God that keeps us in store every single day. And I just praise God that you, as you continue to look to the hills, from which cometh your help, all your help, it comes from the Lord. So I'm going to say good night to you all. Be blessed, and may God continue to lift you up, that you will be even stronger and stronger in him. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Good night. Good night.
Amen. 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 Amen.